Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis.
Ladies, gentlemen, friends, family, welcome to the 90-Day Bible Challenge. I hope that you are having a wonderful day. I'm not sure where you're watching from, not sure how long it's been since you've actually read the Bible, but today we are going to plow through some of the most powerful chapters in Scripture. It's the book of Psalms. It's King David's memoirs, if you will. And as we get going here, I'd like to open us up with a word of prayer. I am reloading my chat so I can see when someone tells me that my microphone isn't working or that there's background noise, whatever that case may be. So as that's loading, let's say a prayer. Father, thanks for this word. Thanks for this day. Thanks for all the things that you're doing in and through everyone's life. I ask that you would speak to them today. I pray that today we would hear your voice through your word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. I ask that you would speak clearly through me as I read this precious gift that you've given to us, your words of life. And I just bless the hearers right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right, everybody. Good to see all of you tuning in from Idaho, Mississippi, Toledo. Someone is saying there's an echo. I don't know. Is there an echo? Let me know. I don't know. I think I'm okay. Nope, no echo. Thanks, Brittany. We are going to be in the book of Psalms, chapter 109. All right, and let us roll. O God, whom I praise, don't stand silent and aloof. While the wicked slander me and tell lies about me, they surround me with hateful words and fight against me for no reason. I love them, but they try to destroy me with accusations, even as I'm praying for them. Ooh, sounds like some people in my life. They repay evil for good and hatred for my love. They say, get an evil person to turn against him. Send an accuser to bring him to trial. When his case comes up for judgment, let him be pronounced guilty. Count his prayers as sins. Let his years be few. Let someone else take his position. May his children become fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children wander as beggars and be driven from their ruined homes. That's not very nice. May creditors seize his entire estate and strangers take all he has earned. Let no one be kind to him. Let no one pity his fatherless children. Wow, this is intense. May all his offspring die. May his family name be blotted out in the next generation. May the Lord never forget the sins of his fathers. May his mother's sins never be erased from the record. May the Lord always remember these sins, and may his name disappear from human memory. For he refused all kindness to others. He persecuted the poor and needy, and he hounded the brokenhearted to death. He loved to curse others. Now you curse him. He never blessed others. Now don't you bless him. Cursing is as natural to him as his clothing, or the water he drinks, or the rich food he eats. Good to see you, Janelle. Cursing is as natural to him as his clothing, or the water he drinks, or the rich food he eats. Now may his curses return and cling to him like clothing. May they be tied around him like a belt. May those curses become the Lord's punishment for my accusers who speak evil of me. But deal with me, O sovereign Lord, for the sake of your own reputation. Rescue me because you are so faithful and good. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is full of pain. I am fading like a shadow at dusk. I am brushed off like a locust. My knees are weak from fasting, and I am skin and bones. I am a joke to people everywhere. When they see me, they shake their heads in scorn. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me because of your unfailing love. Let them see that this is your doing, that you yourself have done it, Lord. Then let them curse me if they like, but you will bless me. When they attack me, they will be disgraced, but I, your servant, will go right on rejoicing. May my accusers be clothed with disgrace. May their humiliation cover them like a cloak, but I will give repeated thanks to the Lord, praising him to everyone. For he stands beside the needy, ready to save them from those who condemn them. Wow, that was pretty amazing. Chapter 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. The Lord will extend your powerful kingdom from Jerusalem. You will rule over your enemies. When you go to war, your people will serve you willingly. You are arrayed in holy garments, and your strength will be renewed each day like the morning dew. The Lord has taken an oath and will not break his vow. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord stands at your right hand to protect you. He will strike down many kings when his anger erupts. He will punish the nations and fill their lands with corpses. He will shatter heads all over the earth, but he himself will be refreshed from brooks along the way. He will be victorious. Chapter 111. Praise the Lord! I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people. I don't know how you can't smile. Everyone, I want you to type praise the Lord in the chat. If you just say praise the Lord, you can't do it this way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have to smile when you say praise the Lord. Isn't it? I think it's just embedded in us. We smile when we say praise the Lord. I can't not smile. All right. I think everyone will remember that for the rest of their lives. You smile when you praise the Lord. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in him should ponder them. Everything he does reveals his glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails. He causes us to remember his wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is our Lord. He gives food to those who fear him. He always remembers his covenant. He has shown his great power to his people by giving them the lands of other nations. All he does is just and good, and his commandments are trustworthy. They are forever true, to be obeyed faithfully and with integrity. He has paid a full ransom for his people. He has guaranteed his covenant with them forever. What a holy, awe-inspiring name he has. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise him forever. All right. Praise the Lord. I got some praise the Lords in the chat. Psalms 112. How joyful. Oh, forgot. Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy and their good deeds will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. Good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business fairly. Such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will long be remembered. They do not fear bad news. Everybody get this right here. This is a promise from the Lord. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. They share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. The wicked will see this and be infuriated. They will grind their teeth in anger. They will slink away, their hopes thwarted. Get ready for a big smile. Chapter 113. Praise the Lord! Yes, give praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, now and forever. Everywhere, from east to west, praise the name of the Lord. For the Lord is high above the nations. His glory is higher than the heavens. Who can be compared with the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high? He stoops to look down on heaven and earth. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, even the princes of his own people. He gives a childless woman a family, making her a happy mother. Praise the Lord! Chapter 114. When the Israelites escaped from Egypt, when the family of Jacob left that foreign land, the land of Judah became God's sanctuary, and Israel became his kingdom. The Red Sea saw them coming and hurried out of their way. The water of the Jordan River turned away. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills like lambs. Rams and lambs. What's wrong, Red Sea, that made you hurry out of their way? What happened, Jordan River, that you turned away? Why mountains did you skip like rams? Why hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. He turned the rock into a pool of water. Yes, a spring of water flowed from the solid rock. Ooh, there were some rhyming words there. Somebody should make a song out of that. Chapter 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name goes all the glory for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Why let the nations say, where is their God? O God in the heavens. O God, our God is in the heavens, and he does as he wishes. Their idols are merely things of silver and gold shaped by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, and eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, and noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel. They have feet but cannot walk, and throats but cannot make a sound. And those who make idols are just like them, as are all who trust in them. O Israel, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield. O priests, descendants of Aaron, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield. All you who fear the Lord, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the people of Israel and bless the priests, the descendants of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both great and lowly. May the Lord richly bless both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but he has given the earth to all humanity. The dead cannot sing praises to the Lord, for they have gone into the silence of the grave. But we can praise the Lord both now and forever. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Praise the Lord. Wow, I feel happy just saying that right now. I love saying praise the Lord. All right. Chapter 116. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayers for mercy, because he bends down to listen. I will pray as long as I have breath. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord bends down to listen to your prayer. He is not distant. He is not distracted. He is listening even now. Do you believe that? Do you believe that he is so close that he can hear your heartbeat? Believe right now that God is with you, that God is behind the scenes, and he's not disappointed. Do you trust him to lead you out of the proverbial storm that you're in? He has all authority to calm you and your thoughts that are swirling in your mind. The Bible says right here in Psalms 116 that he stoops down to listen to your prayer, that he will save you, that he's merciful. Stop asking, why God? And start asking, God, I need to hear your voice. That's the only way I'm going to get through this fog. Declare out loud, God, I have no other option but you. I am committed and I know that you are a good shepherd that will protect me and will provide for me. Verse 3, death wrapped its ropes around me. The terrors of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Please save me. How kind the Lord is, how good he is, so merciful this God of ours. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death and he saved me. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. I believe in you. So I said, I am deeply troubled, Lord. In my anxiety, I cried out to you. These people are all liars. What can I offer the Lord for all he has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me. I will keep my promises to the Lord in the presence of all his people. The Lord cares deeply when his loved ones die. Oh Lord, I am your servant. Yes, I am your servant born into your household. You have freed me from my chains. Come on, someone prophesy. People are going to be set free from their chains today. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the house of the Lord, in the heart of Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Chapter 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the earth, for his unfailing love for us is powerful. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord. Chapter 118.
Hopefully, I'll get this a little higher. There we go.
Check, check, check. Still working. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord repeat, his faithful love endures forever. In my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. Lord, I just pray for everybody watching right now. Lord, I ask that you would set captives free right now. I just pray for delivering power. Jesus, we thank you that you are our healer, that you set captives free, and we just command every spirit except the Holy Spirit to leave them now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for an anointing. I pray for a breaking. I pray for a great awakening in those that are listening right now, that this would be more than just an ancient text, Lord, but this would be life to their souls right now. And we thank you that your word is true, and it says, in my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. Verse 6, the Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Yes, the Lord is for me. He will help me. I will look in triumph at those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Though hostile nations surround me, I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. Yes, they surrounded and attacked me, but I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. They swarmed around me like bees. They blazed against me like a crackling fire, but I destroyed them all with the authority of the Lord. My enemies did their best to kill me, but the Lord rescued me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory, songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. The strong right arm of the Lord is raised in triumph. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. I will not die. Instead, I will live to tell what the Lord has done. Father, I pray for those that are battling sickness right now. I just prophesy that they will not die, but they will live and tell what the Lord has done. They will testify of your goodness. They will testify of your healing power. They will testify of the miracle that you will fill their mouth with words. I pray for hope to fill them now. I just say they will not die, but live according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not let me die. Open for me the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord. These gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. Thank you, Jesus. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. There was a guy that I used to call, and every time he would answer the phone, he would say, "This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." And I would always chuckle. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, shining upon us. Take the sacrifice and bind it with the cords on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. All right, you guys, we're going to go on a marathon here. Chapter 119. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulations you have given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your word. Be good to your servant that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions. I am only a foreigner in the land. Don't hide your commands from me. I am always overwhelmed with the desire for your regulations. You rebuke the arrogant. Those who wander from your commands are cursed. Don't let them scorn and insult me, for I have obeyed your laws. Even the princes sit and speak against me, but I will meditate on your decrees. Your laws please me. They give me wise advice. I lie in the dust. Revive me by your word. I told you my plans and you answered. Now teach me your decrees. Help me understand the meaning of your commandments, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds. I weep with sorrow. Encourage me by your word. Keep me from lying to myself. Give me the privilege of knowing your instructions. I have chosen to be faithful. I have determined to live by your regulations. I cling to your laws. Lord, don't let me be put to shame. I will pursue your commands, for you expand my understanding. Teach me your decrees, O Lord, and I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for That is where my happiness is found. Give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Father, I pray that everyone watching, we would turn our eyes away from things that do not bring worth or value. Father, I pray for just a renewing of our senses, and I pray that if we feel dull in our spirit, that perhaps it's what our eyes are seeing on a daily basis. So I pray that we would live according to this word, that we would turn our eyes away from worthless things. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 38 says, reassure me of your promise made to me, made to those who fear you. Help me abandon my shameful ways, for your regulations are good. I long to obey your commandments. Renew my life with your goodness. Lord, give me your unfailing love, the salvation that you promised me. Then I can answer those who taunt me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch your word of truth from me, for your regulations are my only hope. I will keep on obeying your instructions forever and ever. I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. I will speak to kings about your laws, and I will not be ashamed. How I delight in your commands, how I love them. I honor and love your commands. I meditate on your decrees. Remember your promise to me. It is my only hope. Your promise revives me. It comforts me in all my troubles. The proud hold me in utter contempt, but I do not turn away. Oh, sorry. I just saw the chat. Someone posted like a long scripture there. The proud hold me in utter contempt, but I do not turn away from your instructions. I meditate on your age-old regulations. O Lord, they comfort me. I become furious with the wicked because they reject your instructions. Your decrees have become the theme of my songs wherever I have lived. I reflect at night on who you are, O Lord. Therefore, I obey your instructions. This is how I spend my life, obeying your commandments. Lord, you are mine. I promise to obey your words. With all my heart, I want your blessings. Be merciful as you promised. I ponder the direction of my life, and I turn to follow your laws. I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. Evil people try to drag me into sin, but I am firmly anchored to your instructions. I rise at midnight to thank you for your just regulations. I am a friend to anyone who fears you, anyone who obeys your commandments. O Lord, your unfailing love fills the earth. Teach me your decrees. You have done many good things for me, Lord, just as you promised. I believe in your commands. Now teach me good judgment and knowledge. I used to wander off until you disciplined me, but now I closely follow your word. You are good and do only good. Teach me your decrees. Arrogant people smear me with lies, but in truth, I obey your commandments with all my heart. Their hearts are dull and stupid, but I delight in your instructions. My suffering was good for me, for it taught me to pay attention to your decrees. Your instructions are more valuable to me than millions in gold and silver. You made me, you created me. Now give me the sense to follow your commandments. May all who fear you find in me a cause for joy, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your regulations are fair. You disciplined me because I needed it. Now let your unfailing love comfort me, just as you promised me, your servant. Surround me with your tender mercies so I may live, for your instructions are my delight. Bring disgrace upon the arrogant people who lied about me. Meanwhile, I will concentrate on your commandments. Let me be united with all who fear you, with those who know your laws. May I be blameless in keeping your decrees, then I will never be ashamed. I am worn out waiting for your rescue, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes are straining to see your promises come true. When will you comfort me? I am shriveled like a wineskin in the smoke, but I have not forgotten to obey your decrees. How long must I wait? When will you punish those who persecute me? These arrogant people who hate your instructions have dug deep pits to trap me. All your commands are trustworthy. Protect me from those who hunt me down without cause. They almost finish me off, but I refuse to abandon your commandments. In your unfailing love, spare my life, then I can continue to obey your laws. Your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in heaven. Your faithfulness extends to every generation, as enduring as the earth you created. Your regulations remain true to this day, for everything serves your plans. If your instructions hadn't sustained me with joy, I would have died in my misery. I will never forget your commandments, for by them you give me life. I am yours. Rescue me, for I've worked hard at obeying your commands. Though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly keep my mind on your laws. Even perfection has its limits, but your commands have no limit. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws. I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. I have refused to walk on any evil path so that I may remain obedient to your word. I have turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. I'm sorry. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. I love verse 103. This is really good. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. I used to be a youth pastor, and in Ezekiel chapter 3, it talks about God taking a scroll and shoving it down Ezekiel's mouth, and he tastes it, and it's sweet like honey. Here, the psalmist is saying that your words taste sweeter than honey. So I would tell our youth students a lot that one way to really grow spiritually is to make sure you have a big bowl of honey scrolls in the morning. Da-do-tsh. You're welcome. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I've promised it once and I'll promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. I have suffered much, O Lord. Restore my life again as you promised. Lord, accept my offering of praise and teach me your regulations. My life constantly hangs in the balance, but I will not stop obeying your instructions. The wicked have set their traps for me, but I will not turn from commandments. Your laws are my treasure. They are my heart's delight. I am determined to keep your decrees to the very end. I hate those with divided loyalties, but I love your instructions. You are my refuge and my shield. Your word is my source of hope. Get out of my life, you evil-minded people, for I intend to obey the commands of my God. Lord, sustain me as you promised, that I may live. Do not let my hope be crushed. That's a good word. Sustain me and I will be rescued. Then I will meditate continually on your decrees. But you have rejected all who stray from your decrees. They are only fooling themselves. You skim off the wicked of the earth like scum. No wonder I love to obey your laws. I tremble in fear of you. I stand in awe of your regulations. Don't leave me to the mercy of my enemies, for I have done what is just and right. Please guarantee a blessing for me. Don't let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes strain to see your rescue, to see the truth of your promise fulfilled. I am your servant. Deal with me in unfailing love and teach me your decrees. Give discernment to me, your servant, then I will understand your laws. Lord, is it time for you to act? For these evil people have violated your instructions? Truly, I love your commands more than gold, even the finest gold. Each of your commandments is right. That is why I hate every false way. Your laws are wonderful. No wonder I obey them. The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand. I pant with expectation, longing for your commands. Come and show me mercy, as you do for all who love your name. Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil. Ransom me from the oppression of evil people. Then I can obey your commandments. Look upon me with love. Teach me your decrees. Rivers of tears gush from my eyes because people disobey your instructions. O Lord, you are righteous, and your regulations are fair. Your laws are perfect and completely trustworthy. I am overwhelmed with indignation, for my enemies have disregarded your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested. That is why I love them so much. I am insignificant and despised, but I don't forget your commandments. Your justice is eternal, and your instructions are perfectly true. As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands. Your laws are always right. Help me to understand them so I may live. I pray with all my heart, answer me, Lord. I will obey your decrees. I cry out to you, rescue me, that I may obey your laws. I rise early before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. I stay awake through the night thinking about your promise. In your faithful love, O Lord, hear my cry. Let me be revived by your following regulations. Lawless people are coming to attack me. They live far from your instructions. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. I have known from my earliest days that your laws will last forever. Look upon my suffering and rescue me, for I have not forgotten your instructions. Argue my case, take my side, protect my life as you promise. The wicked are far from rescue, for they do not bother with your decrees. Lord, how great is your mercy. Let me be revived by your following regulations. Many persecute and trouble me, yet I have not swerved from your laws. Seeing these traitors making me sick at heart because they care nothing for your word. See how I love your commands, Lord. Give back my life because of your unfailing love. The very essence of your words is truth. All your just regulations will stand forever. Powerful people harass me without cause, but my heart trembles only at your word. I rejoice in your word like one who discovers a great treasure. I hate and abhor all falsehood, but I love your instructions. I will praise you 7 times a day because all your regulations are just. Those who love your instructions have great peace and do not stumble. That is true. I long for your rescue, Lord, so I have obeyed your commands. I have obeyed your laws, for I love them very much. Yes, I obey your commandments and laws because you know everything I do. O Lord, listen to my cry. Give me the discerning mind you promised. Listen to my prayer. Rescue me as you promised. Let praise flow from my lips, for you have taught me your decrees. Let my tongue sing about your word, for all your commands are right. Give me a helping hand, for I have chosen to follow your commandments. O Lord, I have longed for your rescue, and your instructions are my delight. Let me live so I can praise you, and may your regulations help me. I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not forgotten your commands. Woo! That was full. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. All right. All right. Chapter 120. I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried to him. I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. Rescue me, O Lord, from liars and from all deceitful people. O deceptive tongue, what will God do to you? How will he increase your punishment? You will be pierced with sharp arrows and burned with glowing coals. How I suffer in far off message. It pains me to live in distant Kedar. I am tired of living among people who hate peace. I search for peace, but when I speak of peace, they want war. Chapter 121. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. I love the word of God. It's amazing. Chapter 122. Let's see here. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And now here we are standing. Hold on. And now here we are standing inside your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a well-built city. Its seamless walls cannot be breached. All the tribes of Israel, the Lord's people, make their pilgrimage here. They come to give thanks to the name of the Lord, as the law requires of Israel. Sorry, I lost my place. Here stand the thrones where judgment is given, the thrones of the dynasty of David. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, may there be peace within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, may you have peace. For the sake of the house of the Lord, O God, I will seek what is best for you, O Jerusalem. Lord, we just pray for Jerusalem. We just pray for your people. We just pray for your city. We ask for peace to be in Jerusalem today. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 123. I lift my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord our God for his mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal, have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we have had our fill of contempt. We have had more than our fill of the scoffing of the proud and the contempt of the arrogant. Psalms 124. What if the Lord had not been on our side? Let all Israel repeat. What if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us? They would have swallowed us alive. They would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger. The waters would have engulfed us. A torrent would have overwhelmed us. Yes, the raging waters of their fury would have overwhelmed our very lives. Praise the Lord, who did not let their teeth tear us apart. We escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap. The trap is broken and we are free. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Chapter 125. Those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. The wicked will not rule the land of the godly, for then the godly might be tempted to do wrong. O Lord, do not go. O Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are in tune with you. But banish those who turn to crooked ways. O Lord, take them away with those who do evil. May Israel have peace. Chapter 126. When the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter, and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy! Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest." Amen. Chapter 127. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gates. Father, we just pray for all those that are believing for children. We ask that you would bless them right now. God, we just reverse any words that have been spoken that you are barren, you cannot have children, it's humanly impossible. We just come against those words and we come in alignment with your truth that you said to be fruitful and multiply, and you said children are a gift. So I ask that you would release gifts to couples right now, and that you are a good father who gives good gifts. So I pray, bless people with more children. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 128. How joyful are those who fear the Lord, all who follow his ways. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be. Your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine, flourishing within your home. Your children will be like vigorous young olive trees as they sit at your table. That is the Lord's blessing for those who fear him. May the Lord continually bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper as long as you live. May you live to enjoy your grandchildren. May Israel have peace. I just had this thought that a lot of times I'm praying for children, but I also need to be praying for marriages. So if you're by your spouse or your significant other, would you just grab their hand? Father, I just bless marriages right now in Jesus' name. I pray strength into that relationship. I ask that you would fill them right now to overflowing. I pray that the love and the forgiveness and grace and mercy would flow into their relationship right now in Jesus' name. And I just pray a blessing over their relationship. And I pray that they would have a long, flourishing marriage. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 100. I don't know if I read this. Maybe I'll just read. May the Lord continually bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper as long as you live. May you live to enjoy your grandchildren. May Israel have peace. Chapter 129. From my earliest youth, my enemies have persecuted me. Let all Israel repeat this. From my earliest youth, my enemies have persecuted me, but they have never defeated me. My back is covered with cuts, as if a farmer had plowed long furrows. But the Lord is good. He has cut me free from the ropes of the ungodly. May all who hate Jerusalem be turned back in shameful defeat. May they be as useless as grass on a rooftop, turning yellow when only half grown. Ignored by the harvester, despised by the binder, and may those who pass by refuse to give them this blessing. The Lord bless you. We bless you in the Lord's name. Chapter 130. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I called for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord. Pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. I long for the Lord more than centuries long for the dawn. Yes, more than centuries long for the dawn. O Israel, hope is in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflows. He himself will redeem Israel from every kind of sin. Chapter 131. Lord, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty. I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself like a weaned child who no longer cries for its mother's milk. Yes, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord now and always. Chapter 132. Lord, remember David and all that he suffered. He made a solemn promise to the Lord. He vowed to the mighty one of Israel, I will not go home. I will not let myself rest. I will not let my eyes sleep nor close my eyelids in slumber until I find a place to build a house for the Lord, a sanctuary for the mighty one of Israel. When we heard that the ark was in Ephrath, then we found it in the distant countryside of Jar. Let us go to the sanctuary of the Lord. Let us worship at the footstool of his throne. Arise, O Lord, and enter your resting place along with the ark, the symbol of your power. May your priests be clothed in godliness. May your loyal servants sing for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject the king you have anointed. The Lord swore an oath to David with a promise he will never take back. I will place one of your descendants on your throne. If your descendants obey the terms of my covenant and the laws that I teach them, then your royal line will continue forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Jerusalem. He has desired it for his home. This is my resting place forever, he said. I will live here, for this is the home I desired. I will bless this city and make it prosperous. I will satisfy its poor with food. I will clothe its priests with godliness. Its faithful servants will sing for joy. Here I will increase the power of David. My anointed one will be a light for my people. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but he will be a glorious king. Chapter 133. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. Psalms 133, I love this scripture about unity and how pleasant it is when we dwell together, another version says, in unity. When people are unified, There's like this synergy. There's this momentum. It makes what they're doing unstoppable. Just like at the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11, the Bible says, look, he said, the people are united and they all speak the same language. After this, nothing they set out to do will be impossible for them. So this is so important in life, in home, in whatever you're doing, that you have unity in relationships, at work, with family. Unity leads to something that cannot be stopped. It's a tremendous power. It's a powerful force when there's harmony and unity. It's amazing to see like what people can do when they're all moving in the same direction. If you are disjointed, pray and ask the Spirit of wisdom to restore harmony. It can be a small adjustment that can reap amazing rewards. Remember, it is pleasant, it is powerful, it is wonderful when people live together in unity and harmony. Chapter 134. Oh, this is our last chapter. Oh, praise the Lord. Smile. All you servants of the Lord, you who serve at night in the house of the Lord, lift your hands towards the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just finished day 45 of the 90-day Bible challenge. This officially means we've gone halfway through reading the whole entire Bible in 90 days. Congratulations. And here's my closing thought. I'm just praying that this doesn't become something religious in your life. Like, oh, I started this. I just gotta go. I pray that you would approach every single day with your ears open to the Spirit of God and just listening for Him to speak to you. He will speak through His Word into your heart. Many times when I have the privilege and opportunity to speak, whether it's online or in front of an audience, I will often hear people say, Jared, I loved what you said about this, this, and this. And in my mind, I'm going, I didn't say that. So what happens is the Holy Spirit will speak to you even while you're hearing a sermon, a song, or even through His Word. It's the Holy Spirit's illumination of the text that just brings it to life, and then you layer it, you apply it to your life, and then you can see how to change, how to grow, how to celebrate, how to be filled full of joy, how to not give up, how to endure. Some of you are facing trials. Some of you are facing the trial of your life. As you continually lean into God's Word, you will find promises so that you can get through this trial. Let me close in prayer. Father, I bless all of the hearers of Your Word. I pray that they would not just be hearers, but they would also be doers, that they would put Your Word into application in their everyday lives. I pray a blessing over their homes. I pray a blessing over their children. I pray a blessing over their careers. I pray a blessing over their relationships. And Lord, I pray a blessing right now for those that are in the season of life where they just don't know what to do. I ask that Your Word would come alive in their hearts. I pray that You would speak to them. I pray that You would give them a dream. I pray that You would anoint. I just pray for an opening of their ears to hear Your voice so clearly in this season on what to do, where to go, and what to do next. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody, have a wonderful day. Isaiah will be live tonight. I don't know exactly. I assume he's going to share one of his sermons from the weekend. And then my wife and I will be joining right after that concludes, somewhere around 7:15, 7:30, with almost like the altar call. We're going to do some worship. We're going to do some prayer. I will insert little teachings here and there. And we look forward to seeing you tonight. God bless you. Sow a seed if this encouraged you. The giving links are in there. Make sure you subscribe and like the broadcast and the channel as well. God bless.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.